This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati last afternoon, Prime Minister Modi said that the faith on India's growth is because of its large youth population who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations.
Global uncertainty ke beech bhi दुनिया के तमाम एक्सपर्ट्स उनके भीतर एक बात को लेकर सर्टेनिटी है और वो सर्टेनिटी है भारत के तेज ग्रोथ को लेकर. भारत पर इस भरोसे का बहुत ठोस कारण है. आज का भारत आने वाले 25 साल की इस 21वीं शताब्दी के लॉन्ग टर्म विजन को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक के बाद एक कदम उठा रहा है.
Later in the day, addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishna said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting regarding traditional and sweet seeds of the Bharatiya Beets Sahakari Samiti Limited, BBSSL, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said BBSSL is making continuous efforts to conserve and promote traditional seeds. He also directed to ensure organic production of some selected traditional seeds from different regions of the country and their wide availability in the market from Kharif 2025. In the meeting, Mr. Shah emphasized on preparing a comprehensive database of all traditional seeds of fruits, vegetables and food grains across the country and implementing a comprehensive action plan for their conservation and promotion. Now, news from Mahakum in Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will conclude today in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking holy dip at Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. Mahashivratri marks the divine union of Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati and holds profound significance in the context of the Kumbh Mela. Security personnel remained on high alert, closely monitoring the swelling crowds at Mahakumbh Nagar and the various ghats. Railway stations, roads and entry points to the city witnessed a constant influx of devotees. Authorities have enforced a no-vehicle zone in the Mela area and Prayagraj, besides implementing strict crowd control measures and logistical support to facilitate a seamless culmination of Mahakumbh 2025. Railway is set to operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh for the Mahakumbh devotees on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. The Railways Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri Snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. It said a large number of pilgrims from various states, including Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Bengal and others have gathered in Prayagraj to bathe at the Sangam. Medical facilities are also available at various stations. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has sought responses on a draft policy to conduct two board examinations for Class 10 from the academic session 2025-26. In the draft policy, the CBSE proposed to conduct board exams of Class 10 in two phases, with the first phase taking place from February to March and the second phase in May. The scheme also proposed the beginning of Class 10 and Class 12 examinations from the first Tuesday after 15 February. The CBSE has urged the stakeholders to submit the responses by 9th of next month. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan on a crucial Group B encounter in Lahore, Pakistan this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The highly anticipated clashes to a do-or-die contest as a losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. Earlier last night, the match between Australia and South Africa in Rawalpindi was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to a continuous rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.